Well, hello folks. I am in the transport departure lounge at Guy's Hospital. This is a first for me. The time to negotiate Britain's exit from the EU is daylight robbery doesn't come into it. I've just been to the cafe. I got myself a piece of carrot cake, albeit it was a very nice piece of carrot cake. I also got one for Ronan, because it's a tradition that when I go to the hospital, I always buy him a cake. And a small cup of tea, £8.25. Yeah. So there you go. Today, I have been here for a myocardial perfusion test. This is a test that measures the blood flow in the heart and to make sure that all areas of the heart are getting good blood flow. There are two parts to it. I've just had the first, which is called the rest test. And that means that I didn't have to have any preparations for it. I just turned up, had an injection of some radioactive material, for which I had to sign to confirm that I'm not pregnant or breastfeeding.
Lay down.
Which I can assure you I'm not. Either of those things. So I had that, and then I had to go off to the canteen and eat some dairy product. So I had a ploughman's sandwich, and that is so that the stomach and the liver move out away from the heart so they can scan it. Then I went back for the scan, which I hated, because and I got really upset about it because I'm claustrophobic, and the first 15 minutes is the scan, and the second five and the other 5 minutes was meant to be a CT scan, which is optional, and I refused to have that done because I don't need to have it done. I didn't have it done before at King's. Actually, this wasn't quite as bad as the one at King's. She was a really nice lady. She explained everything to me. It's a massive scanner. It's absolutely massive. And it does come right down in your face, but your head's out. And it gradually moves away from you as the test proceeds. So once it was started, I made a bit of a song and dance about it, because I really am very claustrophobic now. And since I had the other one just over 2 years ago, that's got a lot worse. I said, you know, I made sure that if I wanted to stop at any time, she'd stop. Although I realised that if she did that, then I'd have to start it all over again. So I didn't want to do that, and I didn't. But, so that was that. I went quite quickly. I mean, it's only 15 minutes, and it didn't seem as long as that, to be honest. I just had to lay very, very still with my hands above my head. Had these like electrode things put on me, I can't remember what she called them, something dots. Had one on each side of my neck and one under my breastbone, like on the left hand side. I had to take my bra off in case it had any metal in it, which it did. Just not only buckles and not buckles, the hooks, hook and eyes, and the adjustments on the straps. So that was it. So next Wednesday I'll come back for the stress tests, and this time they put a cannula in. I'll have the radioactive material put through that again, and this time under the supervision of a doctor I will be injected with a drug that stresses your heart, speeds it up for about 2 minutes. Then you go away and eat something again. I'm going to bring my own next time. And then they do their scan again. So I'm hopefully I won't find it as traumatic this time. I actually don't think it was as bad as the one at King's. because I didn't really... When she had to slide the bed under it, it was like an archway, even though my head was out, and then it comes down at an angle over the chest. She said, "Do you want to feel where the machine is?" And I actually said, "No, I don't," because I think if I had done, then that's when I'd start... I would have really freaked out. So once I was in place, it didn't feel like the one at King's. Felt like it was really in my face, and this one actually didn't feel so bad, but it was much bigger. And I just turned my head to the side and I've managed to cope with it. I really am very, very, very claustrophobic. And I don't like to think that I can't get out of a situation, even down to when I have my dressings on after dialysis. If I panic if I can't get them off the next morning, or if I couldn't get a necklace off my neck, I'd rip it off. That's how bad it's got. So no bondage for me. Definitely not. Anyway, it was a rough ride up here. They picked me up at 8:30. There was already one bloke on board, and then we had to pick up two others, and they were both in wheelchairs. And one needed oxygen. She was with her mum, poor old girl, and she had needed oxygen. And I had Niall, and it was a big ambulance. And some of the things we went over, I don't know what they were, felt like landmines, to be honest. One that was so bad that I really hit my back. The suspension in these vehicles is terrible. I really hit my back on the back, you know, and it, I think I've bruised it on the back of the seat. And Niall was a bit stressed by the end of it. I've noticed that, you know, he's nearly 10, he can cope with things, but anything a bit out of the ordinary, he was shaking a bit at some one point, and I think it's because he was obviously laying on the floor. It must be that much worse. It's bad enough sitting on the seats. So I did feel for him, but he's been fine here. He's been very well behaved. I was a bit worried because he gets a bit stressed if he's not with me. Like in my exercise class, I stopped taking him because I had to leave him in one corner and he didn't like it. But today, while I was having the scan, I just told him to lay down by my chair where my bag was, and I went across the room to get on the bed. And then I'm not joking when I say this, I actually forgot he was there. I just forgot about him, and when I got up and started going towards my chair, he got up to come and see me, and I said, "Oh, I forgot you were here." And I'm not joking when I say that I literally forgot I'd taken him with me. So he was very good. He's very good, but he is nearly 10, and you know, I'd say he's semi-retired now, to be honest. It's one of the reasons I didn't take him to Broadstairs, is because I don't think he likes really coping with new places that much. Anyway, I will bring him with me again next week, because I don't like going to strange places on my own without him, to be honest. I don't mind going to King's on my own because I know my way around there pretty much, but here I don't know it at all. The only time I've ever been here in my life is when Ronan was attending the dental hospital, which I think is on something like the 23rd floor in the tower. But we're on the ground floor here. So anyway, folks, I will love you and leave you. And I'll be back at some point.